This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong authorities were shutting government offices in the city's financial district for the rest of the week after a day of violence over an extradition bill that would send people to mainland China for trial. Early on Thursday, just a handful of protesters remained milling about as a widespread cleanup around the city's legislature took place. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and pepper spray in a series of skirmishes Wednesday to clear demonstrators from the city's legislature. It was some of the worst violence in Hong Kong since Britain handed it back to the Chinese rule in 1997. The Hong Kong Hospital Authority said 72 people had been hospitalized by 10 p.m. Wednesday. A House committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We have 24 yeas and 15 noes.
With that, the House Oversight Committee sent a measure to the full House asking that Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress
for defying duly authorized subpoenas
for documents related to the decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Democrats fear the question will reduce participation in immigrant-heavy communities and undercount minority voters. The White House asserted executive privilege on the matter earlier in the day, saying the administration has engaged in good-faith efforts to satisfy the committee's oversight needs after turning over more than 17,000 pages of documents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Saudi-led military coalition vowed to respond firmly to a missile attack by Yemeni Houthi forces on a civilian airport in southern Saudi Arabia Wednesday that wounded 26 people. The Western-backed Sunni Muslim Alliance that has been battling the Iran-aligned Houthi movement in Yemen said the early morning strike was proof of Iranian support for what it called cross-border terrorism. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland as part of his broadening security and economic alliance. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president's been praising Poland for meeting NATO commitments by boosting its defense spending. At a joint news conference with his Polish counterpart, he announced American forces will move there from elsewhere in Europe.
About 1,000 American troops.
And that the Polish government will pay for supporting them. He's also touting Poland's purchase of more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters. With a single jet flying over the White House today to mark the sale. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A 5-year-old boy has died of Ebola in Uganda. In a cross-border case of the virus since an outbreak began last year in eastern Congo.
Ugandan health officials say the boy and 5 family members crossed into Uganda on June 10th from eastern Congo, where health workers have been fighting an outbreak of Ebola that has infected more than 2,000 people. The young boy was the first confirmed Ebola case in Uganda since the outbreak began. Uganda's health minister, Ruth Acheng, says the boy's family members have been isolated and are being tested for Ebola.
Right now, his grandmother and his younger brother, 3-year-old, have also tested positive, bringing us to a total of 3 confirmed cases. We have 7 suspects.
Ugandan officials said the Democratic Republic of Congo alerted them on Monday to the family's border crossing after they visited a relative in the DRC who later died of Ebola. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Police in the Dominican Republic say more people than first thought were involved in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz. AP's Ed Donahue.
5 people have been detained. Chief Prosecutor Jean-Alain Rodriguez says the alleged shooter has been identified as Rolfi Ferrari, a.k.a. Sandy. Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by 2 men on a motorcycle and 2 other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting, and the alleged coordinator was among the suspects in custody. Rodriguez did not talk about a motive. Meantime, David Ortiz's wife says the man known as Big Poppy is in guarded condition at a Boston hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former Stanford University sailing coach avoided prison on Wednesday in the first sentencing to result from the U.S. college admission scandal after admitting he took bribes to help children of wealthy parents gain admission to the school. U.S. District Judge in Boston sentenced John Vandermeer to 6 months of home confinement. Prosecutors wanted him to serve 13 months in jail. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.